Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey guys, I'm here with Sarah Irvin, and we just got done with a crazy cool interview. That was a lot of fun.
You did a great job. You were pretty amazing.
Well, thank
you.
And
I think all the points were covered. They did, you know, they asked great questions,
yeah.
And you answered them very thoughtfully.
Well, listen, let's give a quick short video on what to do if you do get a TV interview. What would you say the authors need to do to prepare? I mean, you came up with a checklist for me.
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk about some of
that. So, I think the most important thing is to be prepared and to really know who you're talking to.
Okay.
So go online, check out the news station, or if it's a print outlet, check that out. Check the author out, that if you're, it's a reporter that you're talking to.
Yeah.
And here, for instance, you know, I prepare a checklist for folks that are going on air.
Yes.
So there's several questions that I want to be, you know, that I want them to be thinking about.
Right.
And
arriving early.
Yeah,
even.
Arriving early.
That was
exactly
big.
So we have to be here typically a half an hour before.
Right.
Know exactly where the location is.
Yep.
Sorry, we kind of had a little snafu today.
That's
but
right.
He got here at 9:03 and he was supposed to be here at 9 o'clock, so it's fine. And then
those questions.
The questions, you know, just kind of knowing exactly what you're gonna be talking about and knowing how to, if you're thrown a curveball.
Yes.
Just to be able to, you know, if you're not quite sure,
right.
Say, I'm not sure about that, but here's what I do know,
yeah.
And just to bridge it right back to what
like,
your topic
like today
is.
They threw me a curveball, but I'm okay with that. But the question was like, what advice would you give to people who want to give up, you know? And and again, folks, if you struggle with thinking on your feet, I just went with something I tell our authors often, which is the area of your deepest wound is often the area of your greatest impact. So that was no problem. But I think it's important to memorize the people's names.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's really bad.
And, yeah. Well,
right.
Exactly.
Like, hey, Joe. Oh. No, it's not Joe.
Well, like Dale Carnegie, you know,
right.
The sweetest sound to somebody is their own name. And so, you
totally
know,
agree.
Just knowing their name and
love
being
it.
Able to close out that interview with thanks so much, Sean and Phil. And,
yeah.
And,
and one
well.
Thing I try to do today is over prepare. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, I don't think I asked you if I could bring books.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought them
perfect.
Because it's like book day, and if there's nothing about books on the table, it kind of looks a little weird, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you have props, please bring them. That was perfect. He also sent me a ton of photos that they were able to show up on air. So we'll see that afterwards because we were too busy doing the interview.
Exactly.
To see exactly what they're showing on air. But with the extra visual on the coffee table, that really helps the interview.
And I like how you were here to take photos too, because let's face it, a very small minority are going to see it live.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're going to do now is we're going to put it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So we're going to social media, you know, it to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can leverage it.
That. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And folks, I'll tell you why this was so important for me to do this interview, because we have Author Academy Elite, which is a publishing company. And we do get people who don't know about us,
mm-hmm.
and they have this doubt,
mm-hmm.
like you're a scam,
mm-hmm.
or what's up. And so we know that we're not. I mean, our sales page has tons of interviews, but I've never done a TV interview. And what do you think a TV interview does for a book, a product, a program? What do you think?
It just gives a third party validation that this is a real thing and that, you know, it's news.
Yeah.
It's newsworthy. And talking to the anchors really kind of cemented that.
It does. Yeah. I'm going to send people there often just in case they have doubt. So Sarah Irvin, where can people find out about you?
IrvinPR.com.
IrvinPR.com. Fantastic. It was great being with you today.
Thanks so much, Carrie. It was great.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.